Then an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing at the right side of the altar of incense. When Zechariah saw him, he was startled and was gripped with fear. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you are to give him the name John."
A love letter written, delivered by God's little boy.
The Christmas story would lose much of its appeal were it not for the trauma created by God's intervention into human history. This dynamic element of the birth of Christ can be easily lost to persons who don't take the time to carefully analyze the element of Christ's birth. It becomes too easy for us who are so far detached from that historic moment to assume that those persons who figured prominently in Christ's birth had some special spiritual preparation. The facts, in reality, seem clear to bear out the opposite perspective. While we can rightly assume that there existed an anticipation of the coming Messiah, there is no evidence that any of those persons directly involved with Christ's birth were personally prepared. The scriptural evidence is that they were taken by surprise and questioned in both thought and word what was told to take place in their lives. There is clearly recorded that fear was often in the forefront of their thoughts as they were encountered by this divine intrusion. One has only to note the fact that in the first two chapters of Luke's gospel account of Jesus' birth, Zechariah, Mary, and the shepherds are each exhorted to fear not. In Matthew, the only other gospel account that gives attention to Jesus' birth, Joseph is told not to be afraid and to take Mary as his wife. When one adds to this that fact that the angelic presence standing at the right side of the altar of incense drove fear into the heart of Zechariah, that the same angelic presence caused Mary to be deeply troubled, that the appearance of an angelic host to the shepherds caused them to be terrified, then there could be little doubt that these honored recipients of the good news of the Messiah's arrival initially struck them with great fear or dread. Could it be that one of the reasons modern-day society has so little appreciation of the true meaning of Christmas is because we have lost this fear factor? Likewise, could it be that one of the reasons the church has such a casual approach to Jesus' birth is that it, too, has lost this sense of awe and wonder at the fact that the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us? Has Jesus just become another human person to us? Has his coming lost its uniqueness? If so, can we recapture the right sense of awe and reverence that ought to be part of our Christmas spirit? I would like to think so. The one thing that strikes me with regard to the references where fear came upon those to whom the angels of heaven first appeared is that God goes to great lengths to make sure that this fear does not become a paralyzing factor to one's faith. It would seem credible to assume that fear would be a natural reaction to such sudden appearances of divine beings, but that the last thing God desires is that this fear so disables us that we cannot fulfill his design or purpose. Rather, the scripture accounts reveal that each of these figures, upon being told not to be afraid, discovered they could respond to God's message and obey his instructions, to function as normal human beings. Thus, Zechariah went home to tell Elizabeth the good news, and they became parents of John at an age that only a miracle could explain. And Mary humbly accepted the responsibility of becoming pregnant by divine means, knowing full well how impossible it would be to tell her Jewish parents, her neighbors, and yes, her fiancé, what God was doing with her body. Joseph was able to accept what he could not comprehend and take Mary as his wife and protect her from public scandal. And lastly, the shepherds were enabled to put aside their fear and taunts by those to whom the angels had not appeared and became privileged to be the first outside the Holy Family to witness the Christ child. Thus, there is a basis to say that fear can be a wholesome element in our spiritual development. Rather than being a paralyzing factor that would impede us from obedience, it can be that which enables us to enter into and maintain an intimate relationship with God. In this spirit, let us engage in a systematic study of how fear is addressed and handled in Scripture, to the end that our personal spiritual life may be enlarged as it is released by divine grace.
Listen, my children, to another minstrel telling the tale. Listen, my children, to the words you know so well. A story, my children, of glad tidings and great joy. A love letter written, delivered by God's little boy. God's prophets told the story, God's people refused to hear. God gave us the Christ child, will we too turn a deaf ear?
Listen, my children, the message is still the same. Listen, my children, God's love will never change.
From a baby born in Bethlehem to a son hung on a cross, a Savior was resurrected to save all who were lost, to save all who were lost.
And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of glory appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Christ."
Listen, my children, for every time we sing of his birth, a multitude from heaven echo every line of the verse, singing glory to God in the highest, peace to his people on earth. The journey to heaven begins with his virgin birth, with his virgin birth. Listen, my children, to another minstrel telling the tale.
listen, my children, to the words you know so well. A story, my children, of glad tidings and great joy. A love letter written, delivered by God's little boy. From a baby born in Bethlehem to a son hung on a cross, a Savior was resurrected to save all who were lost, to save all who were lost, to save all.